We'd like to welcome everybody back as we continue on in our series.
我们要欢迎大家继续来研究这一堂的学。
Now we've been dealing once again with the issue of the coming crisis.
我们正在研究的主题就是即将来临的危机。
And the responsibility that we have in order that we might be able to be prepared for what is coming.
也看到了为了要准备这即将来临的危机我们应负的责任。
I want to continue on with that same theme.
我们要继续研讨这个同样的主题。
Kings, page 626.
先知与君王，原文626面。
Sister White says Christians should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise.
怀师母说，基督徒因为不久即将在世上爆发的惊人事变做准备。
And this preparation they should make by diligently studying the Word of God and striving to conform their lives to its precepts.
而他们做准备的方法乃因殷勤地研究上帝的圣言，并努力使自己的生活得与其中的训诲相符一致。
The tremendous issues of eternity demand of us something besides an imaginary religion, a religion of words or forms.
永恒的严重结局需要我们具有一种超乎幻想的宗教。那就是单由理论与形式而必为真理的宗教
，where truth is kept in the outer court，
而这样的形式呢，是把信仰放在外面的。
Now listen very carefully to the last sentence。
我要你注意看最后的一句话。
God calls for a revival and a reformation。
上帝所要的乃是奋兴与改革。
It's not enough to be revived.
我们不单只是要得到奋兴。
Do you know that to some extent Lucifer doesn't mind you being revived?
你知道吗？路西弗本身其实也认为单单让你们得到奋兴，他可以接受。
What he doesn't want is a revival and a reformation.
但是他不要看到的就是在我们当中有一个奋兴与改革。
Now to be revived means to be awakened.
奋兴，所谓奋兴就是大家警醒起来。
Implying what?
意思就是说
that previous you were what? Sleeping.
之前呢你是在沉睡中。
So revival.
所以说奋兴。
But then there's reformation.
但是我们还有看到是改革。
Now what does that mean?
这两者带来什么意思？
To change things.
就是要改变事情。
Rearrange things.
重新的组织。
The word actually is reformation.
在英文的原文里面就是有一个重新的改变组织。
And again, what does this imply?
这个又给我们带来什么样的含义呢
？That the lives of those who profess to be God's children were not in the proper order that God wants them to be in.
那就是说，现今或之前，上帝指明的生活，并不是和上帝的旨意相符合。
And therefore, it's not enough just to be awakened.
所以我们不单只是要警醒
，but in the process of being awakened.
但是在警醒的过程中
God is demanding that we change the way we live.
上帝也要求我们改变我们的生活形式
That a reformation take place in your life.
好让在你的生命中有一个改革
When we go forth and do evangelism,
当我们出去传道的时候
there are two kinds of truths that we preach.
我们可以看到有两种我们可以分享传扬的真理
There are precious truths
一个是叫做珍贵的真理
Now for the most part these are truths that revive people
这些珍贵的真理呢讲出去的时候都能够让所有的人奋兴
Now, most people don't have a problem with these truths.
多数的人对这样的真理是没有问题的。
Now, these truths, though, as precious as they are,
然而这些真理它们的珍贵性
these are not testing truths.
却不是一种考验的真理。
You see, that's the second kind of a sermon.
因为这是另外一种的。
These truths, the testing truths, are truths that demand more than a revival.
这个考验你的真理呢，使你不单只是要奋兴起来。
They not only demand that you change the way you think.
它不但是要让你在你的思维方面要做有所改变。
But they demand more importantly the change the way you live.
但是这样的真理要求你在你的人生你的生活方式完全的改变。
Now these truths, this is known as precious truth or present truth or testing truth.
所以这个真理我们称为这个现代真理或者就是考验的真理。
It is on that issue that people have a problem with.
也因为在这样的课题上成为了许多人的论点。
Now I'm going to give you a quiz.
现在我来考考你们。
I mean, we're in a school, right?
难道我们不是在学校里面吗？
I got students, right? Aren't some of you students?
你们很多都是学生，对吗？
Right? Now you notice the students, they don't want to acknowledge now they're students.
现在所有的学生都不承认是学生了。
Well, I'm going to give you a little test.
现在让我考一考你们。
Have you had Bible doctrines yet? The subject, the study of Bible doctrine, have you gone through that course yet?
你们已经上了这一堂课吗？关于这圣经要道。
The second coming, the state of the dead, the millennium, hellfire, doctrines, Bible doctrines.
就是我们本会里面的这些宝贵的要道，比如安息日还有这个人死之后情况耶稣的再来等等。
Now remember, I'm talking about evangelism.
记得。
For the most part.
我们今天讨论的是谈到说向外布道的方式。
There's two kinds of truths. I want to see if somebody can give me a precious truth. Not a testing truth, a precious truth in evangelism.
Okay, 在我们布道会的时候我们分享这些宝贵的真理，我看你可以给我一些举例吗？
Now, let me help them out once again to clarify the issue.
好，让我稍微更分析清楚一点。
Precious truth,
这个宝贵的真理
demands
要求
that you change the way you think about something.
你改变你对之前一些事情的看法。
It does not necessarily mean that you change the way you live.
这并不一定代表说你一定要改变你的生活方式。
It's more of a revival sermon.
这是一种奋兴的要道。
But then there are precious or testing truths.
但是同时有另外一种叫做考验的真理。
This demands not only the way you change the way you think, but the way you live.
这不单只是要你在你的思维方面做有所改变，在你的人生中也要有所改变。
All right, so now let's go through. Who can give me? Now listen, I want a raising of the hand. This is my classroom now.
我要求你要回答的时候举手。
I want you to raise your hands because I'm going to call. And by the way, if I don't get anybody to raise their hand, I'm going to call on you anyway.
如果你不举手，我就要求你。
So raise your hand. I want to know if somebody can give me a precious truth.
谁可以举例说一个宝贵的真理？
You're gonna make me pick on you, right? Is that what you're gonna do?
看来我要自己点秋香。
A precious truth. Remember, you're just gonna change. It requires. I want you to change the way you think about something, not necessarily change the way you live.
这个宝贵真理就是思维方面的改变。
Who can give me some? Go ahead.
人生的生活方式没有改变，不行。
The origin of evil, the great controversy, the origin of... Right, it's, you're changing the way you might understand how sin came into the world, right? It's just changing the way you think.
这个善恶之争里面，这个罪恶的来源，那你现在有一个正确的看法，是在思维方面的改变。
Give me another one.
还给我一个。
Yeah, exactly. The millennium. I mean, I don't have to change what I eat about the millennium, right?
Right? 研究到千禧年的真理，你不需要为研究的这个真理而必须改变你的饮食方式，对吗？
The millennium is asking me, for the most part, to change the way I think about a particular period of time in the history of the world.
那就是说，在这千禧年里面所要发生的圣经的教导，给我们正确的概念。但是这只是在思维方面的一些知识的教导。
All right, give me another precious truth.
再给我一个宝贵的真理。
State of the dead. Now that's a very, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take just a moment to talk about that. She brings up something very good.
姐妹说，人死之后的情况的真理。
Now the state of the dead is a very unique subject.
这个人死之后的这个题目非常独特。
No doubt that it's requiring me to change the way I think. There's no doubt.
当然，这个需要我在我的思维方面做有所的改变。
Now, what is interesting about this is.This subject is such that because the nature of the subject in regard to the state of the dead, spiritualism, demonology, witchcraft, you know, because you have a lot of issues that evolve around that one subject.
但是这个人死之后的道理呢，也牵涉到很多，比如说招魂术啦，等等人家的这些的啊邪术等等，所以这个题目呢会比较的广泛。
Because it is so critical of a subject.
因为这个题目是非常的重要。
And because it is vital in relationship to what will take place in the last days.
也因为它这个题目跟末时所要发生的事情有很直接的关系。
It is true that for the most part, it's simply asking me to change the way I think what happens when a person dies.
所以说到人死后怎么样的情况的真理。在严格来说，是我们思维上面稍微做一些的改变，认识到这些真理。
But because it is the number one issue, next to Sunday sacredness.
但是因为这个真理呢，跟这个啊星期日的研究的这个啊真理呢，有很严，它的重要性是在首一二位的。
It makes that subject.Not just a precious truth, but also a testing truth.
所以这个题目呢，不单只成为了宝贵的真理，也是成为一个考验的真理。
And so it is a vital subject. I really appreciate it. I'm glad she brought that up. It shows insight. I really appreciate that.
我感谢这位姐妹啊，提出了这一道答案。
All right, can anybody else give me another precious truth? We've gone through the millennium, we talked about the origin of sin in terms of the great controversy, looked at the state of the dead. What about another one?
所以刚才我们前三个讲到千禧年这个罪的来源，甚至讲到人死之后情况，还有没有其他宝贵的真理？
How about hellfire?
好像说地狱之火。
Right? Change the way I look about something or what happens in regard to the punishment of the wicked.
让我改变上帝怎么样要审判和刑罚这些恶人。
All right, so you see these various things, like the signs of the times. Again, I'm changing the way I think about the nearness of what's taking place, although it does affect, obviously, changing my life in terms of getting my life right with God. But primarily, again, you're just focusing on a primary issue.
还有就是时兆让我们看到末时越来越接近，世界末日越来越接近。虽然这也需要我做一些人生的改变，但主要是在我思维方面得到一些正确的保护。
Now, generally speaking, as I say, most people really don't have a problem with these kinds of things. Even like when we preach salvation, the gospel of understanding, people generally... They really don't cause a problem in evangelism. You understand? I'm talking about people continuing to come. They just don't get too upset over these subjects.
所以基本上，当我们在布道会讲论这些要道的时候，甚至讲到耶稣的救赎等等，人们都很容易接受，他们也很愿意的聆听。
But they do get upset at testing truth.
但是当我们讲到考验的真理的时候，可能有一些人就不是感到太舒服了。
Now, who can give me?A testing truth.
谁可以告诉我一个考验的真理的举例？
Now remember, it's not only asking me to change the way I think about something, it's asking me more importantly to change the way I live.
记得考验的真理不单只要我在思维方面做改变， 在我的生活也要做改变。
That's the real major focal point.
这是我们的焦点。
All right, so who can give me a testing truth? Who's what? The Sabbath. That absolutely. That is the pinnacle one. There's no doubt about it.
安息日，安息日就是一个考验的真理。
The Sabbath, you know, I look. I've done crusades all over the world. I've done them all over.
你知道我在世界各地都举办过不同的布道会。
I preach the signs of the times, the second coming, and various other subjects, Antichrist. You know what? And generally speaking, people just not that upset. Oh, you get a few, but they don't get all upset too much.
所以我在无论任何地方讲这些宝贵真理的时候，可能有一两个人会觉得啊，有一些干犯到他，但是基本上都没有问题。
But when I start preaching on the Sabbath,
但是当我开始讲到安息日的时候。
The crowds get real small.
你可以看到那个啊，会众越来越少。
What is the Sabbath truth asking me to do?
这个安息日的真理要求我做到什么
？It's asking me to do two things.
要求我做两件事情。
To change the way I understand which day to go to church on.
改变我的思想，让我知道在哪一天来敬拜上帝。
In other words, which is the true day of worship?
就是哪一天是真敬拜的日子。
You see, if all God said, I want you to know that Saturday is the Sabbath, you don't have to keep it, I just want you to know it.
比如说，上帝只是要你知道这个真理，说啊 ，OK， 啊，这个安息日是在第七天，星期六。你不用去守它，只是让你知道而已。
Nobody would leave.
没有人会离开。
They would all stay at the meetings.
他们还会继续的聆听。
But is that what God is asking?
但是上帝难道只要求这一点吗
？No，
不是。
He's not only asking us to change the way we understand what is the true day of worship.
上帝不单只让我们明白，改变我们对这个真安息日。
But what is he asking you more importantly to do?
那最重要的，上帝要求我们做什么
？For some people who don't go to church at all,
对于那些从来不上教堂的人来说
，He's asking you to keep that day holy now, now to go to church.
他就要求你在这个圣诞节来教堂敬拜。
For those who keep another day as a day of worship,
对于那些已经遵守另外一个日子为安息日的。
He's asking them to no longer go to church or worship on that particular day, and now go to church on the Sabbath day.
上帝要求他们不再在这个错误的日子来到教堂敬拜上帝，而是在安息日来到教堂。
To those who work on the Sabbath day, who are employed on the Sabbath day.
对于那些在安息日需要工作的人士
，He's telling you.You can no longer work on that day, and now you got to be in church.
上帝告诉他们说，你不要在这安息日工作，来到教堂是正确的。
That is a testing truth.
那就是考验的真理。
That's not just a revival.
这不单只是一种的奋兴。
Believe me, that's a reformation.
相信我，这是一种改变。
You are reforming your entire life.
你的整个人生都要受到改革。
Changes are being made.
你可以在你的人生中看到改变。
It's not enough to be revived.
我们不单只要得到奋兴。
God demands a revival and a reformation.
上帝要求我们不单只要奋兴，也要改革。
Now, that is for evangelism in terms of the public.
所以这是对向外的布道所说的这一套话。
But what about Seventh-day Adventists?
但是对于我们基督复临安息日的会友来说呢
？There are precious truths.
我们有宝贵的真理。
But then there are testing truths.
但是我们也有考验的真理。
Now, what is a precious truth to a Seventh-day Adventist?
对你来说，身为基督复临安息日的会友。
Now,
一些是宝贵的真理。
These are beautiful truths.
这些是美好的真理。
Wonderful truths.
美妙的真理。
We should know them.
我们应该非常清楚。
But they are not testing truths.
但是它不是考验的真理。
Now here's a wonderful, beautiful truth.
所以这些都是美妙、美好的真理。
How to pray?
怎样的祷告
？It's a beautiful truth.
这是一个美好的真理。
But it's not a testing truth.
但这不是考验的真理。
You want to know one of the reasons why our churches are lifeless?
你要知道为什么我们教会没有生气的一个其中的原因吗？
It's because they're preaching, for the most part, precious truths.
那是因为很多时候我们的教会里面的正道都是谈到这些宝贵的真理。
They're preaching things that do not demand a reformation in your life.
这些的正道都不需要我们在人生中做任何的改革。
As long as the pastor is preaching precious truths,Everybody loves him.
只要这位堂主任牧师都是在讲宝贵的真理，每一位会友都很爱这位牧师。
But the moment he starts preaching testing truths,
但是一旦他开始讲到这些考验的真理，
That's when they call the conference.
啊，他就开始打去总会了。
That's right, and that is real. That's a reality.
这是事实，就是如此。
Why are they so upset?
为什么我们要为此感到那么的不安呢？
He's preaching present truth.
他讲的是现代的真理。
Now, who can give me present truth for today for Seventh-day Adventist?
请问你们可以告诉我，今天本会有哪一些现代真理？
It is a absolutely beautiful, the investigative judgment.
对弟兄说到，查案审判是我们的现代真理。
How about the issue of perfection or victory over sin?
关于这个完全就是啊，克服罪恶得胜的这个经验。
What about the nature of Christ?
还有就是耶稣的本性。
What about the issue of what we would call, and I've mentioned this before, the straight testimony, or the Elijah message, or the message to the Laodiceans?
还有那些老底家教会直接了当的见证，我们所谓的这些能够使你啊感到扎心的这些的见证呢？
Let me just take a moment here. Throughout the history of the world,There has always been, for that particular generation, a present truth or a testing truth.
我们可以这样说，历代以来，在不同的时代都出现过不同当时的现代真理。
For example, in the days of Noah.
比如说在挪亚的时代。
There are precious truths in his, during his day.
在他的时代也有他们当时的现代真理。
You know,
precious
truth. There were precious truths in his day.
同时也有那些宝贵的真理。
But there was one testing truth.
但是在众多的真理中，其中一个是考验的真理。
Do you know what it was?
你知道是哪一个吗？
It's very simple.
很简单的。
Get on the ark.
你们要进入方舟。
That was the testing truth.
那就是考验的真理。
See, everybody loved Noah when he said, "Aren't these trees beautiful?"
每个人都很爱挪亚，当他说，你看这些树长得多高多好啊。
Look at the animals that God made.
你看这些上帝所造的动物啊。
Isn't life nice?
难道生命不美好吗？
Everybody said, "Oh, Noah's a beautiful man."
啊，每个人鼓掌说，挪亚真是一个好人。
But the moment Noah said, "You got to put away your sins." Repent and get on the ark. That's when everybody said, "Oh, Noah, please."
但是一旦挪亚开始说你要把罪恶放掉，悔改，进入方舟，每个人都说。
That's when they started to rebel against Noah.
那个时候他们就开始反挪亚了。
That's when they said he was crazy.
那就是他们开始说挪亚是疯子了。
There was a testing truth in Noah's day.
进入方舟就是挪亚时代的考验的真理。
There was a testing truth in Elijah's day.
在以利亚的时代呢，也有考验的真理。
How long halt ye between two opinions?
你们要在这两个意见之中停留多久呢？
The moment Elijah said there'll be no rain for 3.5 years, that's when everybody got upset at Elijah.
以利亚一旦宣称说要三年半没有雨水，所以他们开始对以利亚反感。
This was a testing truth.
因为这是考验的真理。
And we can go down throughout the Bible.
我们也可以从圣经不同的地方看到。
For the last generation,
对于这最后一代的
the Seventh-day Adventist people,
就是基督复临安息日会
there's a testing truth for the world and for the church.
有这个对世界来说有一种的考验真理，对教会也有另外的考验的真理。
To summarize the testing truth for the world.
让我们做一个总结，关于这些世界的考验的真理。
We could put it simply the three angels' messages.
我们可以简单的说，就是三天使的信息。
But for the Seventh-day Adventist Church,
但是对基督复临安息日会的会友来说
，it not only includes the three angels' messages.
不单只是包含了三天使的信息
，but it is the Laodicean message.
但是也有包括了这个老底嘉教会的信息。
It is the message that says, "Wake up, Seventh-day Adventist. You're not so righteous as you think you are."
这个信息告诉我们，醒起来吧，我们基督福音安息会的会友，你并不是如你所想象的那么有，是一个义人。
The Laodicean message is such that it is to awaken within us the realization of our true condition and once having been awakened to change the way we are living.
老底嘉的信息是让我们可以看到自己的这个心态，自己的原有的这个情况，能够从沉睡中醒起来，然后呢，做一个人生的改变，一个改革。
It's known as the straight testimony.
这是一个我们所称为的一个严谨的见证。
Why is it called the straight testimony?
为什么说是一个严谨的见证呢？
It's because the message is such that it is very plain and simple for everyone to understand, and it gets to the point.
因为它是一针见血的，让你知道你的情况，那个信息是那么的简单。可以让你知道你的情况是如何。
How many of you have ever been in a conversation with someone?
我们当中有多少人在谈话的时候
？And when the conversation was over,
当谈话完毕
，you had no idea what that person was trying to tell you.
你对那个人要说的，好像没有抓不到他所要讲的东西。
You ever been in that? You ever had that experience?
有没有这样的经验？
Have you ever heard a preacher get up and preach?
有没有听过上台证道的人证道
and when it's done and over,
然后他讲完之后
you don't even know what they preached on.
你也不晓得他到底要讲什么。
I got news for you.
我有一个消息要给你。
When that happens,
当这样的情形发生
rest assured you did not hear present truth.
你可以向自己保证你没有听到现代真理。
Present truth is clear.
现代真理是很清晰的。
It's precise.
很了断的，果断的。
It's non-apologetic.
而且呢，也不用不需带有任何的这个保留的。
It lays open the sins of the people.
它呢，就是清清楚楚的向你显明我们的情况，我们的罪啊。
And this is why people rise up in rebellion against the message.
也就是因为这样，有人呢就站起来反抗这样的信息。
They don't mind being revived.
他们可以得到分信，是不啊？他们觉得是可以接受的。
They don't want to be reformed.
但是他们不要得到改革。
They don't want to change.
他们不要得到改变。
The Bible says, the spirit of prophecy confirming this, that in the last days, God will have a people, there in Isaiah chapter 58, a repairer of the breach, the restorers of paths to dwell in.
上帝在以赛亚书第五十八章，还有预言之灵也向我们佐证说，的确是有这一般的人， 不愿意去铺平这个道路。
As Seventh-day Adventists, we have a responsibility.
身为基督复临安息的会友，我们的确有这一份的责任。
To not only preach precious truth,
不单只是要分享、传扬这些宝贵的真理。
But more importantly, we must and we're commanded by God to preach present truth.
但是更重要的就是我们凭着上帝所给我们的命令要把现代真理传扬。
I want to say this to the young people, especially.
特别的告诉年轻人。
You are training to be a worker for God.
你现在的受训是要成为上帝的工作者。
I want to tell you now, if you do not have the moral courage to stand up and tell the truth, you are wholly unfit to work for God.
我要告诉你，如果你没有这个道德的勇气，要把这些真理讲出去，你也不配成为上帝的工作者。
If you're not willing to preach present truth,
如果你不愿意分享现代真理，
Then I can tell you this, you are not called by God.
那我可以直接告诉你，上帝并没有选召你。
Sister White says that the Laodicean message is so important.
怀师母告诉我们说，老底家的信息是那么的重要。
That the destiny of the church hinges on that message.
甚至我们教会的这个结局就就是左右在这样的决定之下。
That's how critical it is.
这就是这样的决定有那么的重要。
God requires a revival and a reformation.
上帝要求我们要奋进，也要改革。
Testimonies, Volume 4, page 251.
教会证言卷四的
page 251。
两百原文251面。
Now, this is one very interesting statement. Now, listen very carefully.
我要你听清楚这一段的摘录。
If the believers in the truth are not sustained by their faith in these comparatively peaceful days,
如果上帝相信上帝真理的子民。在平安稳妥的日子没有持守他们的信心。
What will uphold them when the grand test comes and the decree goes forth against all those who will not worship the image of the beast or receive the mark in their foreheads or in their hands?
那在大考验来临的时候，他们又怎么样能够持守？甚至在这个敬拜兽和兽像的指令发出之后，还有要领受兽的印记和在你的额上和手上领受的时候，怎么样的拒绝呢？
This solemn period is not far off.
这严肃的日子也不是太远了。
Instead of becoming weak and irresolute,
你其实成为一个软弱又没有决心的人。
The people of God should be gathering strength and courage for the time of trouble.
上帝的子民应该在现在就要鼓起勇气，有力量来面对即将到的大艰难。
Now, what I find interesting about this statement is this.
我对这个摘录很有这个兴趣。
If in these peaceful days, in comparison to what is coming,
比较之下，如果我们现在这个平安稳妥的日子，
we find it difficult to be a Christian.
我们觉得不能够很忠心的成为一个信徒。
What are you going to do when they threaten you with your life?
那当你面临那种你的生命受到威胁的时候，又有什么决定可以做？
Now let me give an example or two.
我们举例说一说。
You know, I used to pastor a church.
我曾经当过一个教会的堂主任。
And I can tell you this.I pray to God I'll never pastor one again.
我可以告诉你们，我祷告上帝不要让我再一次成为这样教会的堂主任。
I mean, I'll do what God tells me, but I'm hoping He doesn't ask me.
当然，上帝如果要我做，我会去做。我只是祈求上帝不要让我能够再次做这样子的工作。
I learned a lot of valuable things about myself and people in general.
当中我学到了很多，关乎我自己，也关乎那一班的会友。
But it's amazing as human beings.
但是有时身为人啊，我们人与之间真的是很多事情很难理解。
How we make life more difficult for us than it really is.
就是我们把自己的生命变得很难去活下去。
Now, don't misunderstand me. Sometimes there are real crises or trials in our lives.
当然，你不要误会我所讲的，因为有时候在我们的人生中，的确有困苦、有危机来到。
But I'm not talking about that.
但是我不是在讲论这一些。
Let me give you an example.
让我举个例子。
I had two elders in a church.
在我的教会里面有两位长老。
These two fellows, they just couldn't get along.
这两位长老是水火不相容的。
And I'm younger than those two guys.
那我身为堂主任，又比他们年轻，我是晚辈。
And they were coming to me. It got so, you know, to the point where they said, "You need to solve this problem." They're telling me.
他们会互相的来向我，只是说你要解决这样的问题。
And I thought to myself, "Man, you're older than me, and you want me to solve your problem?"
我是在想，你们是我的长辈，你要我来帮你们解决你们的问题。
I guess once you're, you know, it's amazing. Once you're a pastor, or you know, somehow everybody thinks you got wisdom.
有一点就是觉得说，无论你的年龄有多大，你成为牧师，你就是万能的了。
Well, what really was this, friends? Look, what was the problem? In the end, these fellows couldn't get along because they were, as we say in America, two peas in a pod. They were identical.
为什么他们不能好好的相处呢？因为在很多方面来说，他们都太像了。
And because of their unwillingness to humble themselves,
因为他们不愿意谦卑自己，
they made matters worse.
造成这个事情越来越糟。
In other words, it didn't have to be that bad.
换句话说，其实事情不用搞到那么乱，也那么糟的。
Sometimes we don't realize that we're making trials and tribulations in our lives that don't need to be there.
有时候我们真的没有想到，原来我们人生中所经过的一些的麻烦和困难，其实是可以避免的。
And what we have to realize is this, that for some people,They're losing their faith over really insignificant issues.
而对我来说，有一些人，他们对一些非常小的事情而感到灰心失望。
I mean, I've known people that have left the church because they weren't chosen as elder.
比如说，有一些人我认识的是因为没有被选为长老，所以离开教会。
Or maybe Sabbath school superintendent.
或者没有选为这个安息日的主理而离开教会。
Or, I mean, I've seen people get upset. Now, look, I had these two ladies in the church.
还有这两位姐妹在教会里面，也为了某些事情感到不愉快。
This one lady was disappointed in this other lady.
这位姐妹呢？感到对另外姐妹感到失望。
The one who was disappointed felt that this other woman didn't talk to her enough.
那位感到失望姐妹是因为觉得那另外姐妹没有花太多时间跟她相处。
So she got disappointed. She was, you know, acting like the world was coming to an end.
所以她的失望的情况来到，就说。世界已经完了，没有了。
And I was thinking to myself, you're so upset because the other person doesn't talk to you the way you think you should, or at least to the amount that you want. I thought, what are you going to do when the Sunday laws come?
我就想到说，这位姐妹，你就是为了单单为了这个姐妹不跟你说话、不跟你相处，就感到不愉快。那么星期日把它搬下来的时候，你会有怎么样的心态
？I can tell you this.
我可以告诉你
，When the Sunday laws come.
当星期日法案颁发之后
，Then you'll know what a real crisis is.
你才知道什么叫危机。
You'll then understand what it means to really pray.
你才明白到时什么叫做殷勤不懈的祷告。
Most of us create a crisis.That is really, for the most part, imaginary or greater than what it should be.
多数我们的麻烦和我们自己制造的危机都是超乎这个事情的事实，而是我们幻想或者是超越这些事实。
We need to learn as Christians to keep things in proper perspective.
所以。身为基督徒，我们要按部就班，也把不同的事情放在正确的处理方式。
If we have a difficult time now living the Christian life,
如果我们现在对我们的基督生活就觉得有困难的活下去的话
，There's no way we will survive when Sunday laws come.
那当星期日法案实现的时候。我们不可能存留。
But I fear, I really do, from my own personal experience, so many are wholly unprepared for what's coming.
但是从我个人的经验中，我真的是感到恐惧不安，因为我知道有很多人没有做好准备。
Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, page 129.
教会证言卷五原文129面。
It is necessary that every individual member build upon the rock, Christ Jesus.
每一个信徒都需要建立在基督他们的磐石。
The storm is arising that will wrench and test the spiritual foundation of everyone to the utmost.
风暴即将来临，必然考验每一个人的信心，他们的信仰的根基是建立在哪里？
Therefore, avoid the sand bed, hunt for the rock.
所以我们要避免建立在沙堆上，我们要去寻找这个磐石。
Dig deep, lay your foundation sure.
我们要钻研，我们要有这个稳固的根基。
Build, oh, build for eternity.
你要为这个永恒而建立。
Build with tears, with heartfelt prayers.
带着哭泣，带着一个诚心的祷告来建造。
Let every one of you from henceforth make your life beautiful by good works.
让我们每一个人从此能够借着这个良善的工作来建造我们的人生。
Calebs are the men most needed.In these last days,
在这个末时，我们需要有更多的加勒。
Now, why would she pick Caleb as the men that are most needed in these last days?
为什么怀斯姆说到，在这末时，我们需要有更多的这个圣经人物叫加勒呢
？Well, obviously, you need to go back and do a study of this righteous man.
也许你要回去研究这个加勒这个圣经人物。
And you will find out why.
然后你就会明白为什么我们要选这个人物。
He was a man of courage.
他是一个有勇气、果敢的人。
Faithful to the fidelity of God, faithful in the things of God.
对于效忠上帝呢，他是一心一意的跟从忠心。
When others were doubting. God, Caleb had the faith to believe that God was able.
在所有其他人怀疑上帝的时候，加勒有这个勇气去相信上帝的话。
You remember the 10 spies? Why? What was their report?
记得那个十个探子回来给了怎么样的报告呢？
What they say? Oh, we can't cross over. There's giants in the land.
他们说，我们肯定过不了那边，那边有巨人呢。
Here's the ten spies. This is what the excuses, excuses, excuses.
所以这十个探子回来所讲的都是一切的借口。
That's the ten spies. They always got an excuse why they can't get anything done.
那十个探子呢，就是永远都有很多很多的借口，为什么不能够成就一切的事情？
They're the ones always complaining.
他们也是那一般时常埋怨的。
Oh, I wish I could do the job, but it's so big.
啊，我多么希望可以完成这任务，但是太难了。What
did Caleb and Joshua say?
但是加勒和约书亚又是有怎样的回应呢？
What was their message?
他们的信息带着怎么样的回应呢？
They said, "Man, it's ripe. We can take it."
他们说。 时候刚刚好，已经成熟的时候，我们可以随时过去。They
were men of faith and courage.
他们是有勇气、有信心的人士。They
knew there were giants in the land.
他们当然知道那个地方的确是有巨人。But
that didn't stop them.
但这并不阻止他们。In
other words, look, friends. Here's the metaphor or the symbolic representation of the story.
所以从这故事我们可以学到一门功课。
Caleb and Joshua represent men, and by the way, includes the women as well. You know that, don't you? You ladies are included in that.
加勒和约书亚代表了我们先进的人，当然包括弟兄和姐妹。
They represent individuals who. They are aware there's trials, there's tribulations. They know they're going to face difficulties.
他们晓得前面的道路不是那么容易走的，当然是有困苦与试炼要来到。But
they don't let the difficulties stop them from doing what God has said.
但是他们不会因为前面的道路有阻拦，有任何的挫折都好而。
Caleb and Joshua knew they were going to have to fight those giants.
因为加勒与约书亚都知道，他们必须跟这些巨人征战。But
they believed God would overcome and they would conquer those giants.
但是他们同时也相信上帝会帮助他们得胜，让他们克服这些的困难。But
the other ten spies, they weren't willing to fight those giants.
然而，这其他的十个探子却不愿意跟这些巨人征战，because
they didn't believe that God was able to give them the victory.
因为他们不相信上帝会给他们胜利。We
need Caleb's, we need Joshua's in the church of God today.
我们今天在上帝教会里头需要加勒，我们也需要耶稣呀。
Testimonies, Volume 5, page 546.
教会证言卷五原文546面。
We are approaching stormy times.
我们已经临近风暴的时候。
We want to study the true foundation of our faith.
我们要研究我们信仰的真正的根基。
We need to search the law book to see if our title to the immortal inheritance is without flaw.
我们要去寻找研究这律法书，好让我们知道我们永恒的产业是毫无偏差的。
Our people have been regarded as too insignificant to be worthy of notice, but a change will come.
我们的子民一路以来都是认为，在世人认为是无所痛痒、不关重要的人群，但是时候已经来到，改变要来到。The
Christian world is now making movements which will necessarily bring commandment-keeping people into prominence.
在基督教会里面有一个运动。 让所有世界人知道呢，那些遵守上帝诫命的人已经开始兴起，成为首位了。To
the world at large, right now, Seventh-day Adventists seem to be insignificant.
对于这个世界所有其他的人来说，基督复临安息日会是一个很小不重要的组织。We
don't seem to be noticed by the world.
我们好像世界也没有注意到我们。But
we're told changes are going to be made.
但是 预言之灵告诉我们，这个局势要改变。Today
we are not noticed.
今天我们似乎还没有受到人家的注意。But
tomorrow we will be in the forefront of the world's issues.
然而明天，当这些世界的走向来到一个局势，我们要站在首位。
You see, today it's Iran and Iraq.
今天我们看到是伊拉克、伊朗的纠纷。
Tomorrow it's you, it's me.
明天又轮到你和我了。
Seventh Day Adventists are going to be put into the front of the issue.
基督复临安息日会他们的这个事情将会在世界来看是一个主要的动态。
You want to know why God is going to do it?
为什么你认为上帝要这样做呢？
Jesus told us to go to all the world and preach the gospel.
耶稣告诉我们要到世界各地传扬福音。
But as a church, we have failed miserably in accomplishing what it is that God requires.
但是身为教会，我们却完完全全彻底的失败，因为我们没有达到上帝的目标。
Oh, we've accomplished some things.
当然我们也达到了一些的目标。
But you see, friends, if we were to actually do the very thing that God requires,
但是朋友们，如果我们做的是上帝所要求我们做的东西，
we wouldn't be on this earth right now.
我们今天就不在这个世上了。
The fact that we are still on this earth proves we are not doing God's will.
我们之所以今天还在世上，证明我们没有完全在实行上帝的旨意。
Now, friends, listen.
朋友们，我要你们听清楚。
The reason we are not in the forefront now is because Sister White says what we failed to do in the time of peace and prosperity we will have to do under the most forbidding and discouraging circumstances.
怀师母告诉我们，我们之所以在世界没有占据首位，是因为我们在平安稳妥的时候没有去传扬上帝天父的旨意。所以上帝必须要让我们来到这个危险和我们一个基督徒的这个最绝望的状态的时候，让我们可以受到注意。
We are no different than the Jews. Actually, we're told we're worse than the Jews.
我们跟以前的犹太人相比起来，还要更加的难堪。
Now look, God told the Jews they were to take the gospel to all the world.
你看看，上帝当时叫这些犹太人要把这个信息真理传扬到世界。
He gave them the promised land to start.
从这个应许之地开始。
And if you read the Old Testament prophecies,
如果你读旧约圣经里头的预言，
you find that they were to start there and conquer the surrounding nations until they entirely conquered the world.
你发现到上帝叫他们继续的占领攻击所有其他外邦的土地。
Did they do it?
他们有没有这样做呢？
No, they didn't do it.
没有。
What happened? They refused to go to the world.
为什么？因为他们拒绝的去征战。
So what did God do?
所以上帝做了什么？
He said, well, if you don't go to the world, I'll bring the world to you.
他说，如果你不带到，你不到这个世界去，我就把世界带进来。
And so what happened?
后来发生什么？
Well, they went into Egyptian captivity.
他们就到了埃及。
Then the Assyrians.
受到他们的俘虏，然后这些亚兰。
Then the Babylonians.
这个亚述王。
Then the Medes.
还有这个巴比伦王。
Then the Medes and the Persians.
还有这马代波斯。
Then the Greeks.
然后来到希腊。
Then the Romans.
来到罗马。
Every single time, after their captivity, they repented.
每一次他们因为受到俘虏的时候，他们就悔改。
But they still refused to go to the world.
但是他们还是拒绝到世界去。
And God then continued to bring them into captivity and scattered them all over the world.
所以上帝继续的让他们成为了这些战俘，偏散在世界各地。
What they failed to do in times of peace, God said, "All right, if you won't go, I'll force you to go."
所以他们在平安稳妥时候失败了，没有做的事，上帝必须在他们逆境的时候呢，逼他们做这样的事情。
The Seventh-day Adventist Church is no different.
基督复临安息日会也没有两样。
If we were truly preaching the message to the world,
如果我们真的是在传扬这个上帝的信息给世界，
believe me, we would be persecuted.
你要相信我们必然受到逼迫。
But because we refuse to go to the world,
但是因为我们拒绝不要去到世界，
God says, all right.
上帝说好了。
I'm going to arrange the circumstances and I'm going to force you into the front of this world's issues.
我就会安排这个情况逼你们呢来到这个世界传扬。
What you fail to do in times of peace and prosperity,
在你顺境在你平安稳妥的时候所失败没有做到的，
Now you will have to do in very hard, terrible times.
那现在你要在困苦、非常困难、艰难的时刻去进行这样的工作。
Today we're not noticed.
今天我们还没有察觉到。
But this will not always be.
但是事情不会永远是一样的。
God will have a people who will stand up and proclaim this message to a dying world.
上帝将会有一帮他的子民向这个已经濒临死亡的世界宣扬着福音。
And may God help us to be among those who will be faithful to the end.
愿上帝帮助我们成为这一般至死效忠于他的子民。
What we do today,
我们今天所做的
determines what we will do tomorrow.
也决定我们以后明天要做的。
It's the harvest principle.
这就是收割的原理。
The seeds that you plant today determine the type of harvest you will reap tomorrow.
今天你所种的是什么，以后你要收的也就是什么。
May God help us to plant the right seeds.
愿上帝帮助我们种下正确的种子。
So that we will reap the right kind of harvest.
好让我们可以有一个正确良好的收割。
What are your seeds?
你的种子是哪一类的呢？
They're the choices you make in your life.
那就是你在你的人生中的选择。
And by God's grace, let us make the right choice.
也愿做凭着上帝的恩典，我们每一个人都做正确的选择。
And be ready on that wonderful day when Jesus comes.
并在耶稣来临的时候可以迎接我们的主耶稣。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father in heaven, once again we thank you for the privilege and the blessings of coming together to once more to worship thee.
天父上帝，感谢你让我们再次有这个荣幸来到你的面前敬拜你。
Now Lord, please keep us and once again forgive us where we have fallen short of your glory.
再一次的求你保守我们，也宽恕赦免我们，如果我们亏欠了你的荣耀。
Now, Lord, keep us, and we thank you in Jesus' name.
求主你继续的保守，奉主耶稣的名感谢和祈求。
Amen.